Human error and site failures are to be expected in the IT world, but your healthcare organization cannot afford to miss a beat when patient care is your mission. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Travis Williamson, Regional Director of Practice Initiatives and the Storage Practice Lead with the PC Connection family of companies. Travis joins us today to discuss enhanced business continuity solutions that are optimized to stand up to the uptime requirements of a healthcare environment. And Travis, appreciate you joining me.
James, always a pleasure.
So Travis, business continuity, it's going to play a big part of the discussion today. I want, though, at the very beginning to be on the same page, you, me, and our audience. Your definition, what does business continuity cover?
Well, I like to keep the definition real simple. I like to say business continuity basically equals minimizing overall downtime, not having one element prevent you from continuing to do productive work.
All right, now we're going to dive more into the healthcare world in a little bit, but I want to talk in broad terms about some of the current challenges driving the need for businesses to focus on business continuity solutions these days.
Well, we all know that information is the lifeblood of a business, and that amount of data is growing exponentially in the marketplace today, even to the point where we're looking at new points of measurements of that information. You know, it used to be petabytes was a big deal. Now we're talking about a million petabytes being a zettabyte. So the explosion is real. It's happening. Data is doubling inside of a year in some organizations. Security regulations, being able to keep up and manage that information, the overall amount of time you have to back up that information is shrinking. It's becoming a more virtual world. So everything needs to be as flexible and dynamic as possible. And people have to do more with less resources. So that's what's driving the need to have a better management strategy around your business continuity.
And again, I mentioned these are common challenges shared by organizations regardless of vertical, but let's dive into the healthcare environment. There are specific things I want to talk a bit about. What additional impact has the regulation HIPAA had on business continuity within, again, that healthcare environment?
Well, with HIPAA, I mean, it's absolutely imperative that customer information or patient information is held to the highest standards and kept confidential, and being able to have that information available for the dynamic working environment inside of a healthcare environment, because it's very dynamic, the workers in the environment have to be very flexible, and being able to keep that information in a secure place and also having a way to get to it in case something does go wrong, because we know that it could be a very high cost for not having access to that information. And a lot of times, I mean, sadly enough, it could mean someone's life in some cases.
That is true. Hey, business continuity solutions and plans, a lot of parts go into building these. Let me, though, pin you down into maybe kind of your top two, three or so primary requirements that an IT organization really needs to consider when building that solution.
Well, I think the first thing they need to do that is imperative for everyone who's trying to build a business continuity strategy is really understand your internal SLAs. How quickly do we want to recover your RPOs and your RTOs? Because that'll help drive the types of solutions you begin to look at. And those solutions also have to be built on a reliable platform and has to be very flexible and independent of physical architecture, which those have been in the past, and definitely protect you against a broad spectrum of things that could cause downtime.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the things that you and I have actually had some conversations about over the past several months is virtualization. And we know that that is growing by leaps and bounds as people turn to that for many reasons. Can virtualization technology help people support their business continuity plans?
Yeah, absolutely. And it can have a tremendous impact because, you know, VMware virtualization, for instance, has a huge impact. And basically, it helps you encapsulate the information that you're going to be moving and gives you a more dynamic feel and touch across all the different operating systems and applications that are out there. And it gives you a easier way to target how you're going to move that data and get back to it.
I again want to kind of drill down here in the healthcare environment here. I don't know if you've had any examples of, but how would a healthcare organization really leverage virtualization specifically in a situation where they experience the loss of that first main physical site?
Well, one of the things that we've done with our customers that we work with and we talk about a lot and we've implemented at a number of our customers is the whole idea of the site recovery management, which is VMware plug-in to the vSphere, which automates disaster recovery failover for all of the VMs. So if you lose a primary site, those VMs are automatically rerouted to a secondary site by use of a storage subsystem that's constantly moving back and moving the data back over to that secondary site and allows them to come back up. So in the case that you have that smoking hole where that first building is no longer there, that work could be done on the secondary site and pointed everything over there, and all those VMs can come up and continue to do productive work, which is an excellent way to be able to recover from a site failure of that sort.
And within healthcare, Travis, we have the large hospitals and very large organizations, campus-type environments even. We also have small kind of clinical-type environments. Are you seeing the use of Site Recovery Manager in kind of both of those types of locations?
Absolutely, because it doesn't matter the size. Really doesn't have an impact on what you're moving. As long as you have the pipe between the two sites to get the data from one side to the other, and you can, you know, account for, and you can actually prioritize what you want to bring up, the size really doesn't have an impact. It's a good way. And another beautiful thing about it is you can fully test it while things are up and running in production. It creates its own little test bubble and shows you exactly the detailed recovery plan that everybody needs, and they can continue to change as their environment changes. They can adapt with it.
Travis Williamson, the Regional Director of Practice Initiatives and the Storage Practice Lead with the PC Connection family of companies, is joining me today. Travis, let's keep it on the virtualization front here for a little while longer. And one of the key aspects, which I think more and more people are understanding and working into their virtualization plans early on, is the need to select the right storage for that environment. What are some of the important factors that folks, again, need to kind of consider? A good tip or two here, some of the features maybe they need to be aware of to make sure they're getting the right storage?
Well, first and foremost, one of the things that they need to do is make sure that it's an ease of management. It can grow and can be flexible. It doesn't take a lot of hands-on things to make changes to the environment when you're selecting a storage subsystem. And it has to have all the advanced functions of the thin provisioning, the replication, and be able to tie into solutions like Site Recovery Manager that I previously mentioned. And it's fully supported so that you can take advantage of more of the technologies that are available in virtualization. And those efficiency tools are there as well. And it can help you manage the performance things that could come up in a situation where virtualization can cause a lot of storage performance problems, which basically needs to be alleviated and dealt with within the storage subsystem itself. And the way it's architected can have a big impact.
Travis, let me put you on the spot. Can we jump into maybe a specific piece of technology that you've used and recommended to some in the healthcare fields to really focus on in terms of a good storage solution?
So what we recommend and what we use actually in some of our demonstrations that we use with a lot of our customers is HP's left-hand technology, because it does a great job. The SAN-IQ technology is built within a cluster type scenario, and it actually spreads the workload across all the LUNs and the disk available within the subsystem. So it has a very good linear performance as you add capacity even, and it has a lot of failover capabilities built into it. It does take advantage of thin provisioning, which gives you more efficiencies. It has remote copies and instant copy replication functions inside of it. And it just has a lot of intuitive things there. And as well as it's an iSCSI type of infrastructure, which doesn't require you have to build on top of it fiber infrastructure as well. You have all the components typically within your standard environment that you can take advantage of, and has all the bells and whistles that you'll need when it comes to virtualizing.
All right, Travis, as we wrap up today, obviously lots of folks are coming and talking to you. They're looking for some recommendations, specifically in the kind of clinical care organization out there to get started. So give us your top two or three things that they should be doing early on to help develop the right business continuity strategy to make sure they've got a good foundation moving forward for the project.
The first thing we always recommend, and what we like to do, is we recommend doing some form of an assessment. Both your storage and your server environment to figure out, and your network environment, to try to figure out exactly the resources that you have in place today. And you can use that information to build a very strong blueprint of where you need to fill in the gaps. You know what storage devices and things you need to put in place. You understand what your network performance is like and how that's going to support that SLAs to be able to recover in a certain amount of time. You understand how many different virtual machines you have in your environment, that sort of thing, and you can build on that. So you start there, and then you will definitely want to build in a proof of concept to test everything out once you now have that information, and then you just go into your standard phases and put things in production once you've proven it out. That's what we strongly recommend. That's how we architect a lot of the solutions that we've worked and help customers implement.
Hey, Travis, I'm going to give some contact information to our audience so they can follow up and learn how to get started with something like an assessment in just a moment. First, though, I need to thank you for taking time and joining me today.
Oh, thank you, James.
And, of course, a big thank you to our listeners as well. If you are interested in learning more about HP storage solutions for business continuity, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. PC Connection is your health connection, bringing together the best healthcare-specific technology products, making it easy to find the unique solutions you need to support your healthcare IT needs. Engage their Health Connection certified account team today and learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging the on-staff experts. Learn more at pcconnection.com/health or call 1-800-800-0014. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for listening.